to share the journey that God has taken me through regarding my view of womanhood. My journey may not be the same as yours, for God is personal and has a plan for each of our lives. And I am grateful for this opportunity to share the work that God has done in my heart and in my mind, and I do want him to be glorified. As I grew up in the 60s and 70s, my view of womanhood and my goals in life were shaped by the culture around me and from my own home life. When I was in high school, my parents divorced, and this event had a significant impact on my view of marriage and the roles of being a wife and mother. My parents' divorce left me disillusioned to the thought of marriage. During my teen years, my mother trained me in many feminist beliefs and a variety of spiritual philosophies that did not recognize Jesus as God and our need for a Savior. I began to not trust in the people around me. If I couldn't trust in a God, and I couldn't trust in my parents, and I couldn't trust in my friends, well, who could I trust? I began to trust in myself. I developed a philosophy of trust in self. I believed the existential philosophies I was learning in high school that said, you know, man determines his own destiny. I am responsible for my own life, and I need to trust in myself for everything. And one of the authors I read was Jean-Paul Sartre, Albert Camus, and authors like that. My aspirations for the future included get into a good college, succeed in a career, compete with the boys around me, and show that I could be on their level intellectually. I thought that one day I might get married, but I wasn't sure how children would fit in the picture. And looking back, I realize that my goals and ambitions were motivated out of a selfish desire to exceed and be recognized for my accomplishments, thinking that this would bring me fulfillment and satisfaction. I was trusting in myself and my own plans for the future rather than God's plan for me. After high school, I headed off to a large secular public university known for strong academics and for its partying and liberal philosophies, including feminism. But it was in this place that God slowly began to draw me to himself and reveal his amazing love for me. I was placed with a potluck roommate, one that I did not choose, but one God chose for me. It was not by chance or accident that God placed me with Denise. She was a very bubbly, outgoing, friendly person who explained that God was at the center of her life and was very important to her. Wow, this was different. I don't think I had ever read the Bible in my life. And I wasn't too sure about getting to know God. Now, I should clarify, I did attend church. It's not that I didn't grow up going to church. I did. I just didn't ever read the Bible. I was quite happy to continue trusting in myself. However, through her loving persistence and gracious patience with me, I finally took her up on her invitation to go to a Bible study. And for the first time in my life, I began to look at what God's Word says about life and my need for a Savior. After much searching and questioning, I eventually recognized that I could not reach a holy God through my own efforts, but needed to trust in Jesus' death on the cross for my sins. And at the end of my first semester, I made the step to trust in Christ's sacrifice for my sin. Slowly, as I began to grow in my new relationship with Jesus Christ, God began to change my heart toward marriage and children. But it was a process, and I can't really explain the entire process, but I'll try to share just a few steps along the way. I was helped by seeing examples of godly marriages in my church and in the campus Christian group I belonged to. I began to develop a thirst for God's word and prayer, whereas in the past, I thought that prayer was for weak people who needed a crutch. I began the process of trusting in God and his plans for my life. So let's fast forward a bit. God did lead me to get married after I graduated from college. But for 8 years of our early married life, the time I call BC, before children, I worked at the Milwaukee Journal and Sentinel, and I continued to seek fulfillment in my career. Some of the women I worked with chose to quit their jobs and stay at home with their children. Now, I'd like to add that I recognize that this is an individual choice and not one that God leads all women to pursue, and for some it isn't even an option. But at the time, I remember asking them, "So what do you do at home?" You know, I'm this career woman, right? What do you do at home? As if to say, a mother's job isn't important, and it certainly couldn't fill that much time. And now I really cringe at those words. Not only did I not know how demanding and valuable a mother's job is, I also failed to realize the tremendous influence a mother has on her children to train them in God's ways. But I thought that a mother's job would be boring, and I wrestled with the idea of leaving my job to be a stay-at-home mom. So much of my worth and identity were wrapped up in who I was at work. Plus, I had developed many close friendships with people at work, and the thought of staying at home with a baby seemed to be a very lonely proposition. And I couldn't imagine finding fulfillment in the role of just mother. And then I got some advice from a neighbor that really left me without a desire to pursue motherhood. She said, "You can always be busy at home if you just clean all day." And for those of you who know me, Misty Gunderson, you know that that's not my favorite thing to do. So let's fast forward again. When I finally did have my first child, I was totally unprepared for the feelings of love that I would have for my new little baby. And by the way, that baby is now a sophomore in college. He was baptized this summer and shared his testimony in front of the church. I also have two other children, Catherine, 18, who's in the back, and Kirk, 15. But I hadn't expected that I would fall in love with being a mom. Christy mentioned in her message that one of the God-given desires for women is to nurture others and care for a home. God began to change my heart and vision in this area, showing me that mothering matters and is one of the most important jobs I can have. And I now count it a privilege to pass on the legacy of biblical womanhood to my daughter. And God also gave me a passion for reaching out to other mothers as I developed friendships with women in my church and then in some other churches and here got involved in ministry to women. I developed a passion for leading other women to the source of living water, a relationship with Jesus Christ. One of my favorite examples of Jesus' ministry to women is in John chapter 4. Jesus took the initiative to speak to a Samaritan woman at the well, an astonishing break with culture and tradition, showing his compassion for women and the lost. He also made an astonishing promise. "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." And the Samaritan woman responds, "Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water every day." But only Jesus can truly satisfy us and give us living water where we will never be thirsty. I want that kind of living water. In a women's ministry planning meeting this past summer, Pastor Steve Moore, who oversees the women's ministry team, led us in a brief teaching on biblical womanhood in the Gospels. His words summarize how the gospel has been at work in my life, changing my heart and mind. Just listen carefully to what he said. In the Gospels, Jesus calls women to biblical womanhood. This call is defined by loving Jesus, following Jesus, and being conformed to his image. Biblical womanhood is not merely a countercultural worldview, a theological position, or something based on Paul's letters alone, but at heart is a personal relationship with Jesus. The cross opens women's eyes to know Jesus in this way. God has been transforming my sinful, selfish desires to more closely reflect his desires and plans for my life. He has shown me his amazing love for me and that my identity is in him rather than in the things that the world esteems and honors. The cross of Jesus Christ has radically changed me from a woman who trusted in self to a woman who desires to follow God's plan of biblical womanhood. For I have found that this is the way that truly satisfies. Thank you.